Much of Ukraine's capital, Kiev, has been plunged into darkness. Authorities say Russian strikes hit Ukraine's largest private energy company, injuring two employees. Ukraine's energy ministry confirmed that energy facilities were also attacked in the regions of Donetsk, Odessa, and Chernihiv. The latest assaults on Ukraine's power grid came after Russian drone and missile strikes wounded at least 20 people in Kiev, damaged residential buildings, and caused blackouts across swaths of the country on Friday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia launched more than 3,100 drones, 92 missiles, and about 1,360 glide bombs over the past week. In response, Ukraine carried out retaliatory strikes inside Russia's Belgorod region, reportedly killing at least three people in recent days. It all comes as winter approaches and both sides appear far from any peace deal. Zelensky said he had a very positive and productive phone call with US President Donald Trump over the weekend discussing Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy grid and new air defense options. Trump, frustrated that Moscow has blocked his proposed ceasefire plan, hinted he's considering sending Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine.
I've sort of made a decision, pretty much, if you consider. Yeah, I think I want to find out what they're doing with them.
Those U.S.-made Tomahawk missiles can strike targets up to 1,500 miles or 2,400 kilometers away, placing Moscow well within range. Nuclear-armed Russia has demanded clarification and warned that any U.S. missile deliveries could further escalate the war. Since Russia's invasion in February 2022, more than 1 million people have been killed or injured, and millions more have fled their homes. Analysts warn that the war's outcome may be decided on the battlefield, not at the negotiating table.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.